AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, mate.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from the Trap Music Museum, it's time for Big Facts with Big Bang. Baby Jade, DJ Scream, my special guest today, representing a lot of hits, a lot of hits, a lot of hits. You got a book called Behind the Hits. Let's give it up for Drummer Boy on Big Facts today. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up, Drummer Man? Welcome, yeah, welcome. Long time coming. How you doing? How you doing?
Man, blessings, man. Blessings, man. Good.
Feel good to be here. Today on Big Facts, by the time we get to the end of this, we will be popping it with you, for you, however you want to do it. So let's just do this rundown of some of these hits before we even get to talking about books and stories and behind the scenes. And
man, you know, it started in Memphis. They think, you know, a lot of people think I'm from Atlanta, but it started for me in Memphis out the gate. Yo, got it. When you see me, shout it, pop your collar, then you holler. That's what's up. What up, Drummer? Hey, what up, Mama? I went to Tila. You know what I'm saying? We did the Tennessee Titans anthem. A lot of people don't know the Titans came to Memphis first. When they came, we did an anthem for them. I been unifying the city. I put Haystack, Yo, got it, Gangsta Boo, Tila, Maru, and Slice Tila, brother, all on the same track. You know what I'm saying? Tennessee. 23s, I keep it clean, man. Tennessee, in the land of goody, goody. You know what I'm saying? From Tila, Pastor Troy Collar, nigga, man. First song I did for him, Strip Club.
So I think he said that here or somewhere. So Troy was your first Atlanta or Georgia
artist? Yeah, first one. That was, man, 8,000, 4,000 a beat. You know what I'm saying? I did Off In This Game, and I did Pop That Pussy. Make them get that money right. Okay. Make them get that money right.
Strip club, man.
You know what I'm saying? You got to pay me, man. You know what I'm saying? Out the gate, I'm 19. I ain't even old enough to get in the strip club. You know what I'm saying? I plug up with my manager, Squeak. I met him through Insane Wayne, RIP Big Bro. I met Jazzy Faye, Noontime, that whole era. Started doing shit with Jody Breeze. I did Stacking Paper with Slim Thug. Then Block Collar, nigga, like, man, you know we got a group, John. You know what I'm saying? You know we got a group, Boys in the Hood. Now I got G, I got my Jody Breeze, Big Duke, Gee, all of them, you know what I'm saying? Pull up. You know what I'm saying? Pull up, I do look, and I do trap niggas. You know what I'm saying? G's and Jody Breeze, going back, conversation. G's go solo, I do Standing Ovation. You know what I'm saying? Out the gate, first platinum plaque. Then we do White Girl. Then Plies Collar. I do Shawty featuring T-Pain. Then Rocco Collar. Do I'ma Do Me. Drake Collar out the blue. I do Money to Blow. This before he was even getting into the music. So, you know what I'm saying? 2 Chainz Collar. I'm riding around. I'm getting it. You know what I'm saying? August Alsina. No Love featuring Nicki Minaj. So, it's really just about the phone call, man, and delivering.
Whoever. Let me ask you a question, right? So, since you just talked about Rocco, do people ever confuse you for him? Because y'all niggas look just alike.
Man, I get that shit so much. I was just in the airport. Nigga was like, hey, Rocco. Rocco. I get this shit so much. His grandmama Cherokee. You know what I'm saying? We got Indian in our family. So his grandmama Cherokee, my grandmama Cherokee. Maybe it's something to do with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With kinfolk, though. Cuz, everybody call her cuz.
Hey, with everybody, we'll be seeing these crazy numbers, like producers cashing out on their catalogs. That's some shit you think about doing or you might do. We've been seeing crazy numbers.
I'm putting an evaluation on my catalog.
Okay.
But I'm not thinking about selling. So I was just curious as to what my shit would be
now
worth.
Now you mean tell me ain't no number that drummer can hear that'll make him.
Man, I like what Metro did. He sold a portion.
Yeah.
Of his catalog.
Shout out to Trotsky.
And still walked away with about 80. You know what I'm saying? Something like that, you know, 50 up.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But a portion is like he still maintains some of that, still get to enjoy some of the money while you alive. You know what I'm saying? Because you only live once. You know, you might not see that 100 million until you 90. You know what I'm saying? And your kids' kids will be able to eat. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you want to be able to invest in and do some things while you're young.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So it's a thought.
It's a thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got enough of a catalog to think about it, which is a good thing.
Yeah, heavy. Heavy. That shit like a dissertation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you make all your beats yourself or you got a team or how you do it?
Man, I got all my beats myself. No hands. I made in front of the whole room. You know what I'm saying? I put on 50%. No hands, 50%. I'ma Do Me, 50%. Here I am, Rick Ross. Here I am. I got a lot of dollars I can spend on my own.
You got that shit.
You know what I'm saying? We take a nigga from a t-shirt to a tuxedo. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. You know what I'm saying? It's about the fashion. It's about the look. It's about the vision. The whole package with me. I ain't just no beat maker.
Is No Hands, just keeping it real, is No Hands your biggest record?
That's Diamond. Ain't nothing bigger than Diamond.
There you go. Okay. 10 million sold. Salute on that. Salute on that.
Unless you Walker
Roscoe.
Walker, Wale, and Roscoe.
That shit went Diamond?
Yeah, 10 million.
It's cold.
As a single, like you always hear about albums going down, but it's rare you hear a single go down. It's one song. You know what I'm saying? 50%. All produced by me. Everybody who's in that studio session, man, shout out to Gucci, man. Because it was really a celebration for him coming home.
Was that supposed to be a Gucci beat first, though?
No, I was doing Abnormal. Gucci had the A-Room.
Okay.
So Gucci, he just getting out of jail. He ain't got time for you to make no beat from scratch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I need the folder, drone. You know what I'm saying? So I already had a folder with Guwap. And bam, first song we did was The First Day Out. Then we did Anything I Do, Abnormal, Everything I Do, Abnormal. Bam. He in the studio dropping that joint in the A-Room. All my equipment plugged up in the B-Room. So I walk back in the B-Room. It's Wale, Reese in there, Roscoe, Lloyd Banks, man. It's some of everybody. It's a party. Everybody, you know, it just liquor. We turning up. You know what I'm saying? Gucci just came home. You know what I'm saying? So, bam. I go in the room. I can barely even touch my keyboard. It was about 50 people. Anybody who been in Patchwork B-Room, you know how small and compact that motherfucker is. Probably 40, 50 people in that motherfucker.
A lot of hits gonna be made in that room.
Man, what? And I just cooked up the beat. Bam. And Roscoe Dash was literally like one of the only people paying attention. Everybody else was partying, talking, toasting, talking shit. Woo, woo. You know what I'm saying? I see Roscoe Dash over there. Like, I'm like, what you got, bro? Go on in the booth. You know what I'm saying? He like, this ain't my session. I'm like, man, go on in the booth. Man, as soon as that man opened up his mouth on that mic, you know what I'm saying? Girl, drop it to the floor. I love the way your booty go. Literally, everybody, female, started dancing. Ooh, what's this? Once the female jump on it, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Walker like, hallelujah. NMG. It was just a moment. You know what I'm saying? It just came about while we was partying and kicking it. You know what I'm saying? So I think once you put the egos aside, when nobody talking about no money, how much I'm getting paid for the beat, or you know what I'm saying? It was just a moment where we just in there cooking and just doing what we do best, and shit, we got greatness.
Man, one of the coolest things about producers is y'all got the stories. Y'all got all the stories. So in your comfort or outside of your comfort zone, give us one of them stories, Drama. Like one of them crazy stories from the studio or some shit like that.
The craziest story, and for me, this shit just, man, still, I could think about this shit like yesterday. I go out to Miami fucking with Gucci, producing, you know, everybody like, man, we can't get Gucci to record. We can't get Gucci to record. So they fly me in. Go out here, fuck with Gucci. I did like maybe 4 or 5 beats. You know what I'm saying? He picked some beats, da da da. Bam, he give me the bread for the beats and everything. You know what I'm saying? And shit, I'm like, nigga, we in Miami just 2 days. I really want to stay longer. But what the flight that they booked me on, booked me to go back to the airport.
This was your main photo shoot?
This when we did Mouthful of Gold.
Okay, but photo shoot.
Photo shoot was one of the first time we did. That's another story.
Yeah.
But this particular moment, we did Ferrari Boys, fucking Mouthful of Goals. It's right before the return of Mrs. Zone 6. And man, we in the lab. You know what I'm saying? Da da da, and did all the music. We probably did about 3-4 songs. I'm on the way to the airport. I get to the airport. Gucci called my phone like, John, where you at? I'm like, shit, I'm at the airport. You booked me to fly back to Atlanta. So you just gonna leave? You just gonna leave Atlanta? You just gonna leave Miami like that? I'm like, shit, you booked the ticket, Gucci. I ain't trying to leave Miami. Yeah. Shit, I'll come right back right now. Yeah, John, come on back. Bring the money with you. Come on, man. You just gonna leave me like that down here? You know what I'm saying?
Bring the money with you.
Yeah, bring the money with you. So I ain't gonna say the amount, but yeah. I done already made 3 bank stops because I ain't finna get on the plane with it. So I done put some over in the bank over here. I done put some over in the bank over here. I done put some in the bank over here. Get to the airport. Gucci like, man, where you at? Nah, you ain't finna leave. Come on back. Bring the money with you. So, bet I stop back at the bank, pull that back out. Stop at the other bank, pull that back out. Stop at the other bank, pull that back out. Get to the studio. Get to the, we at a cabana. We staying at a cabana, 4-bedroom, John. I got a bedroom, everything. John, I'm just playing. I just want you to, you know what I'm saying? Stay longer, man. Cook up some more shit. So literally, we finished the whole return of Mrs. Zone 6, as well as a few songs for Walker and whatnot. But that shit was just like, man, what that nigga finna say? What I do, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck, what, damn, I ain't track out the Beatles. Yeah. Man, I ain't just somebody, I might have left a sound out, anything. Like, I'm like, man, what the fuck going on? That shit was crazy. And we, you know what I'm saying, that was during a period where, bro, I think somebody slipped a mic in his drink. It's just all kind of little shit going on. So could nobody get brother record and to get some of that music out of him? I think I love him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some of them songs was just like classic. Like as a producer, a lot of people don't understand what we got to do, how hard we got to work outside of making the beats. Sometimes we might have to go to a strip club, get in the right mood for the song we about to make. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I got to listen to his whole life story about him and his girl and what they going through. When we figure out a way to put it into music.
Translate that into a song.
Yeah, so, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But that was one of the craziest moments right there. You know what I'm saying?
Who would you put yourself with? You know how... when they put you with an artist as a producer, like, oh, that's who they make. Like, that's Peanut Butter and
Jelly. The dynamic duo.
Who would you put yourself with?
Man, that's tough right there, man. Because I'm like that with everybody. It's just about how consistent they are. You know what I'm saying? I wish I could have done that more with Rocco. Me and Rocco, just the chemistry, what we was making. First song, I'ma Do Me, followed by Tomorrow, Snakes. I did the whole album pretty much. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And just the chemistry, how hard the streets was on us. I say Eastside Jody too. That's my nigga, my dog for life. I was out here rocking the Free Decatur Ike shirts. You know what I'm saying? Like Eastside Jody, just the chemistry we had and what we was doing for the streets. You know what I'm saying? Classic. Of course, Gucci. I fuck with, you know, Gucci and Dolph like the same person to me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They both just, man, they going to ask you what you want to eat, John. What we going to eat? We going to get food before the session and smoke it down and just have fun. It's a lot of laughing and jokes and talking shit. You know what I'm saying? So, man, R.I.P. Dolph. You know, me and Dolph got a lot of legendary shit, too.
Who worked the hardest?
Man, who worked the hardest, man? That I seen a lot of... Me and Jeezy's shit was just on meet and greets. It'll be like I pull up at the Shell gas station, get him a CD, and then he gone. So I never really saw Jeezy work process like that. But I would say it's a hard between Gucci and Dolph. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this though. Gotti one hell of a worker. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just how he didn't just songs and 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 songs like and learn how to market and develop and move and operate a business. You know what I'm saying? And turn that 100 into almost 100 million.
How you manage to like stay out the middle but be in the middle, like Jeezy and Gucci could be into it, or Dolph and Gotti could be into it, but you still work with everybody all at the same time and the height of it. Like how you
maintain it. I am Memphis.
Yeah.
So I can't represent one half of anything. Number one, number two, that's between what y'all got going on. I'm just the businessman. I'm just the dope boy.
You know what I'm saying? Even like with G's and Gucci, like how niggas like didn't get in their feeling, like, man, fuck drum, he fuck with such to how they probably do other niggas. How, what you think you did to make niggas be like, well, shit, bro, you fuck with him, you fuck with me, we fuck with you. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's really how I handle my business and the importance of me and my spirit and my soul. Like, niggas need me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm uplifting the nigga. I'm your coach, in so to speak. So it's almost like, what you going to do to Phil Jackson? You know what I'm saying? You going to get mad at him. You're going to have problems with him. You see him doing what he do with Kobe. You know what I'm saying? But come on, Mike. That ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? This is what I do is coach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And develop and uplift and enhance and motivate and bring us together. So there's some shit y'all had going on. When I met y'all, y'all was cool. When I met Gotti and Dolph, I came up with Gotti. You know what I'm saying? Dolph was 9 or 10 when I was doing That's What's Up for Gotti. You know what I'm saying? So when I first seen y'all together, bam, y'all was cool. So a lot of that really, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
I think part of it too is just that you just stayed out of it. Like, meaning as in,
you gotta know how to move for sure. I'm definitely not rocking niggas' chains, right, you know what I'm saying? It could have been a time where I could have got some CMG chains or INE chains, same for Dolphin, some paper route chain. But I always been rocking DSR and Drum Squad, DSP, Drum Squad Productions. You know what I'm saying? I always had my own movement, and this is what we got going on. We gonna do business with y'all niggas. This is what we got going on. We gonna do business with y'all niggas. Same with J Prince. You know what I'm saying? J Prince had a bag on the table for a nigga mine to sign a rap a lot. You know what I'm saying? And put them rap a lot chains on. But man, I fuck with you, bro. I fuck with too many people, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like college. I ain't finna, this frat want a nigga. I'm cool with all y'all. The varsity basketball team want a nigga. I'm getting too much money to play basketball. I had D1, D2 scholarship. You know what I'm saying? Could have played football. Could have ran track. Like, bro, I see this money. This money ain't got no emotions. You see what I'm saying? So the emotional... Who you fuck with, you can't talk to me about that. Mm-hmm. And that's why ain't nobody.
Because that's not your place to get in it.
Yeah, and it ain't your place to talk to me about it.
Right.
What you going to say to me?
I'm here to do music.
Nigga know what I do. Gucci, what's so play about Gucci? Gucci be like, hey, Jerome, I ain't going to lie, Jerome. My nigga, some of that shit you got, Jesus, what? Straight up, like, that's how funny Gucci. Straight up, like, I put on, but I can't run from it. Goddamn. Like, everywhere I go, they playing, I put on, bro. Goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Even when I'm in the club, goddamn. Like, Gucci funny. Like, Dolph the same way. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas keep it player, man. I'm built from something different. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, R.I.P. Insane Wayne, man. I learned so much from my big bro. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we fuck with who fuck with us. These the niggas who fuck with me. So you got an issue. I can't cut this nigga. I just cut what y'all got going on. And this nigga being real and loyal to me. Pay me on time.
And
you
shouldn't expect me to.
You feel me?
Yeah. So then y'all come back around and be cool. And now I'm looking like I chose the side.
Exactly. Yeah. It'll never go down with me like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Never.
They say they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Another thing, man, you always keep, like, you move and you never in a blog or tabloid, nothing. Like, we not going to know who drama dating, none of that shit. Like, how you fly under the radar?
Yeah, I be posting my girl now. You'll see who I'm dating. If you go through my Instagram, I shut out my eyes.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But I'm just saying, as a whole, you never kind of, you're always in the mix and you outside, but you'll never be in no bullshit. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Man, you just got to keep it real with yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I made a promise with myself at 13, 14. I understood my purpose. And I always said that I'm going to serve the Lord in a way and spread the love, because that's the gift that he gave me, to bless people. I'm good with just getting with a crew of people, telling them what they need to do, or woo, 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 and I can just, I don't know, I just got a gift for that shit. You know what I'm saying? I can feel a nigga's spirit. I can tell a nigga if a nigga real, if a nigga woo, 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 just by your justice, just the fact you don't want to look me in my eye. You might have something going on, or woo, woo, woo. So I try to help us, save us. You know what I'm saying? And bring us together. Say, bro, this shit possible for you. I started making music. Nigga, I had every option in the world. You know what I'm saying? I done had every woman I wanted in the world. You know what I'm saying? Just on keeping it a buck with who I am and keeping it player. You see what I'm saying? A lot of niggas want to be something that they ain't. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never came into like I'm the gangster. Like, woo, 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 I'm strapped. I'm finna woo, woo, woo. Now don't play with this shit though. You see what I'm saying? It's morals. Like we had street code. We had motherfucking integrity. You know what I mean? With how we came up, seeing Isaac Hayes and Gladys Knight in the living room when I wake up. You know what I'm saying? But they treating her just like they treat my mom. Mm-hmm. Or we in the church, everybody either a brother or sister, Sister Jenkins, Brother Johnson, da 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 da. So I treat the whole world kind of like the church. You know what I'm saying? We all equal. We all pump the same blood. I'm not finna walk around like I'm bigger than you or look at you like you bigger than me. When I met Jay-Z, I looked at him like, damn, this shit possible. When I met Dr. Dre or, man, Kanye or whoever, you know what I'm saying? I look at them niggas like, man, this shit possible. I don't look at them like superstars or celebrities. Mm. You see what I'm saying? So exactly. It's just a way a nigga move. And you know, that's it's, you know what I'm saying? The cloth a nigga cut from.
Well, like, by you being a veteran OG in the game, producer, which these, like, new artists, you like, shit, I get shouted at Juice. You know what I'm saying? That's popping right now.
21 Savage. 21, I love 21, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just the respect he got for Memphis. And the shit he be talking, like, we just ain't, he don't know me, I don't know him like that. We done met, but it ain't never been like lock in or studio time or opportunity to present what the fuck I do. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But it'll be 21, that nigga hard as shit. And he ain't depending on auto-tune.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's raw. It's that I want the raw shit. You know what I'm saying? The raw and uncut. You know what I mean? That's
for sure.
No,
I think y'all cooking some hard shit for real.
Yeah.
For 05 on forward, man, it was two names. If you was coming through Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? I did a bunch of them tapes. We heard a lot of classic music. But it's two names. And I'm directing this back a little bit to what we was talking about before we got on talking about verses and shit. Mm-hmm. But you know, every rapper, Bank, I think you got some from both of them, wanted a drummer and or a Zaytoven. Talk about the drummer boy Zaytoven relationship a little bit.
Man, that's my nigga. For all this time, I thought Zay was younger than me. You know what I'm saying? I just turned 40. I didn't even know Zay was like.
He just got that baby face.
Yeah, Zay don't 2-3 years younger than me. But I was like in the game, I think, a little earlier than Zay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But just Zay coming from the church, he understand musicianship. Mm-hmm. So we got a respect for each other just on the music side. Like he appreciate this shit, really understand the music theory and appreciation for music. So, you know, just on that.
Have y'all ever cooked up a beat together?
Yeah, okay. We just posted that shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I started a wave called Producer's Wave. Producer's Wave that's, you know, just for us, unifying us. We collab, we do beat battles, you know what I'm saying? I sell different sounds and kits because it's been false and fugazi drummer boy kits on the web for 10, 20 years. So I was like, man, let me take over that and start putting official kits out. So that's what Producer Wave about. But, man, we make beats. We did a lot of shit. We did that Burn. For Curtis at Patchwork, they had Pastor Troy and all of them. It was Tamika Mallory and what's the George Floyd when that happened. You know what I'm saying? We did a song, but we do a lot of positive shit for the community as well as for the streets.
What you think of having? This is friendly talk because the respect is there. If y'all had to get in the verses and get competitive, what you think of having?
Man, we did that honestly at the BMI. A lot of people was
y'all
there.
Y'all did.
Drummer Boy versus Atoven. My brother was there. DJ Kilo was there. DJ Infamous was there. Man, it was a fun moment, man. Yeah. It was really a history lesson, man, to wake people up. Because a lot of people be like, damn,
you did that?
Oh, man, damn, you did that. I see why the fuck. Okay. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You might be, you know, you forget. A lot of times you ain't keeping up with the tag. Or I might have took the tag off just to not be so redundant.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it might be some shit that I ain't got a nigga tagged. And I'm sitting back just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially having multiple songs on the album. Mm. It's like you got to listen to the track beat. Like, you know what I'm saying? So at some point, you got to change it up.
Did David Banner invent the producer tag?
Nah, hell no. Nah. That's my nigga Jay. Goon, man.
No, I'm saying, who was the first person to have a producer tag?
Oh, shit. I don't know that. That's you know,
Banner.
That'll be arguably.
Nah, it was somebody.
That'll be arguably.
Banner in 02?
3-6 was doing that shit from the get go. They letting you know who they is from the get beginning. They tag was
Mafia.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So that's where we get it from.
Yeah.
You know
and
what
then
I'm saying?
Your tag came from who?
my nigga Jay. So we in the studio. I was actually the first Gangsta Grills that I did was Blackout Music. Mm-hmm. Fiona Simone, Rob Jackson, okay. Charlie Hustle. You know what I'm saying? And man, I'm out there, goddamn, I was like, man, only thing I need in Atlanta was just put me in a crib. I was talking to the CEO. You know what I'm saying? And they put me in this crib out in Henry County. You know what I'm saying? And bam, we get to doing the whole project. You know what I'm saying? Woo, and end up finishing the whole mixtape that we got there and ran through Gangsta Grill. You know what I'm saying? And just that project, that one project put a nigga in relationships and places that I never would have thought. You know what I'm saying? From the Fiona side, from Rob Jackson, just being in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's really what put me in position to get a little 3-bedroom crib out here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And bam, it's just, man, the relationships, moving around, networking, politicking. You know what I'm saying? You gotta bet on you, man.
Yeah.
With this shit, I bet on me. You know what I mean? I know I'm finna generate the money. I know what I'm finna put on the table. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just like taking one bag, putting back into myself, taking another bag, putting back into myself, taking another bag, putting back into myself to the point where I seen six figures in the bank. You know what I'm saying? 100,000, 150, 200, 300. Just keep running that shit up. Buy some more equipment. Stay in tune with the technology. This shit's trending over from analog to digital. You know what I mean? Keeping the software and all the equipment up to date. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think that's the secret for real.
Which producer you seen, like, you know, when you was already on, you look back, you like, you see the nigga coming up, you be like, oh yeah, he one of the ones. He like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see some shit they doing, you be like, damn, I ain't think of that. He changed the game with that one. You know what I'm saying?
Man, this shit's so repetitive right now. I'm trying to think. In my generation, the people who was making beats who I really like was like, okay, the way their catalog was going, as far as their versus shit, I was like, man, Justice League, them niggas got it.
Yeah.
Them niggas had some shit. Like, Maybach Music.
Yeah, they were cold with it. Like,
and they all play musicians. They all play instruments. So to me, it was like, man, Justice League was like more of a threat. Mm. You know what I mean? In my eyes, Zay, my nigga, Zay got the club on lock. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, the club, cool. The money that I'm making on the back end ain't the way I see it compared to this radio shit. When I make these radio records like a No Love, August I Seen a Nicki Minaj, or No Hands, or, you know what I mean, I Put On for My City, or even Shouty, Plies, or even Look at My Dab, Migos, like, it's a different kind of money. You know what I'm saying? When that shit doing 3, 4, 5 million, it's cool to have a club on lock. You know what I'm saying? But, man, I need that back end.
What you do when two niggas want the same beat and they really passionate about getting that beat? I know the answer, but I just want
to
hear you say.
Yeah, that was Standing Ovation. So we can take it back to the Standing Ovation stage and the first time that I actually met Gucci. It's a crazy story. So this when Gucci just came back from Birmingham. You know what I'm saying? Or Montgomery. He was in Montgomery or Birmingham. I think Birmingham. He had just came back out there for a minute. He in the office waiting on Big Cat. You know what I'm saying? I pull up. Big Cat owed me some money for a beat that I sold Young Sneed. Everybody like, man, who you sold the original Standing Ovation beat? Big Cat had an artist named Young Sneed. Mm-hmm. So, bam, that was the first original Standing Ovation sold to him. I don't even think he released the song or ever put the shit out. You know what I mean? So, bam. 6 months later, after I'd engaged Jeezy the CD with that same beat on it, you know, because that's how we market our beats. We
give
you a beat. Yeah, here you go. You got a beat. All right, first come, first serve.
We'll make a hit too, yeah.
Yeah, and then by the time, and that's what's crazy. Young Sneed ain't even had no hit or the song one put out, but that's how much I'm about my integrity, about my reputation, about my name. Like, I came in the game, I earned respect first. Before I was making money, before I was doing anything else, niggas respected me. You ain't finna pay no nigga you don't respect. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it ain't money, power, respect. It was respect. Then the money come. Then you become powerful. So bet. So what we talking about?
The beat, Standing Ovation.
Okay, yeah. So Standing Ovation, bet. The original beat I sold to Young Sneed. So bam, I see 6 months later, I see a phone call from Jeezy. I got like 15 minutes call from Jeezy and Coach K. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the Halo. I'm on the Xbox for a little second. You know what I'm saying? Fucking off, bam. I'm like, damn, get to the phone. Damn, let me call Coach K first. Call Coach K. Hey, man, shit, you need to call Jeezy, bro. it's a beat for the on the album. And this Thug Motivation 101. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The streets debut, is talking.
It's time.
Yeah, all that shit out. Chapel Down. This the hardest nigga coming out of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You want to be on his album. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So, bam. I called Jeezy. Jeezy like, hey, what up, though? Man, shit, what's up with this beat? And I was like, shit, I'll play it for him. I probably got it. He played me the beat. My stomach sunk. I'm like, oh, man. Damn, shit, Jeezy, I sold that motherfucker, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying? It's like a pound of the work, bro. This shit dust. I can't get nothing. They smoke that shit up. That shit gone. Mm-hmm. Whatever, how I'm going to get it back? Shit, tell them, nigga, we going to give them 100,000. He was like, man, 10, 20, 50. That man went all the way up to 100,000, swear to God. I paid him 100,000 for this beat. You know what I'm saying? He was talking about, man, I got Jay-Z on the beat and everything.
But go get this beat.
Yeah, I got Jay-Z on the motherfucking everything, man. So look, I'm like, bro, listen, man. What's crazy is that I've been telling this nigga, man, I started making beats off of acapella. So that was like a challenge. Like, okay, that's the song on the radio. Let me see if I can make a beat better than it. Let me see if I can make a beat better than it. So every time I seen him and Coach K, like the six times prior to that, every time I seen him, I'd be like, bro, give me some acapellas. Bro, give me some acapellas. Bro, give me some acapellas.
Oh, so, you going to cook around.
I'm a tailor make the suit around you.
Yeah, yeah.
And make hard. It sound like you spit this shit in the to booth.
Yeah, that's hard.
You know what I'm saying? So, bitch, now it's an opportunity where you got to give me the acapellas. But he like, man, all right, I'm going to hit you back. I already know what he did. He sent it to another producer. I ain't going to say his name. He probably sent it to another producer, his go-to producer. They couldn't come up with nothing. You know what I'm saying? So he called me back. He said, man, listen, I turned in the album in the morning. So, you know, I can't send you this. I can't email you this record. You know what I'm saying? Because he and I already went through the album leaked shit. You know, that album ended up getting leaked. You know what I'm saying? So he like, shit, you got to pull up. And he was at Patchwork. I'm in Stone Mountain. I had just got the 3-bedroom crib. Brought my brother, brought Swizzo, my other producer down here and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I like, shit, I bet I'll be down there. And I probably had like $100 in my pocket at the time. Rent paid, food in the fridge. You know what I'm saying? Got a little gas. That gas from Stone Mountain to Patchwork, that shit ain't no hoe. That shit finna eat a little chunk out of that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I get to goddamn Patchwork. For real, straight up. I get to the studio. I goddamn get the acapella. You know what I'm saying? Man, Jeezy said a few words. He was like, man, you come through for me on this one? Shit, I got you. We're going to do a lot of shit together. Straight up. I'm like, I bet. Drive back to the crib. I do a first version remake. Take it back to him. He like, man. You know how nigga be sprung on that first beat. Nigga be like, man, that ain't it, bro. That ain't it. And I'm not finna make no beat identical to.
Yeah, he just want that feeling, though. He want that feeling, yeah.
So I got down, go back, do another beat. Come back, man, that's closer.
That gas eating up.
I'm almost on E, goddamn, bank. I'm almost on E. I got to put a little 20 in that motherfucker. Man, let me go and make it back out here, man, and shit, nigga. The whole ride home, I'm like, fuck this shit, dog. I had to do my research. I had to really, like, as a producer, that's how I learned how to study an artist. I listened to the whole Streets Is Watching. I listened to the whole Trapper Down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The one thing I noticed, horns,
yes,
trumpets. He got the horns in every fucking song. I'm like, God damn, this nigga. Mind you, all you got to do is put horns in the beat. G's going to go crazy. So that's the first sound I went to. You know what I'm saying? Once that shit sounded good with the beginning of that shit, hey. You know what I'm saying? That shit sound good on them. Hey. Yeah. Bro, the rest was fucking history, my nigga. I took this shit back. I played this shit. That was the first time I heard Jeezy ad-libs live in person. You know what I'm saying? That nigga was like, you did it, nigga. And, man, that was the first mix that I got with Leslie Brathwaite, the incredible mixing engineer.
Yeah.
Shout out to Leslie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's one of the coldest niggas mixing beats.
Oh, God.
I didn't. He didn't mix Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah, Leslie's the truth.
Lambo engineer.
Yeah, so that was like me elevating into like the NBA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like the first fucking
You're like platinum. The upper echelon now. Like,
yeah. Oh, the streets. Because, yeah. Like, I've been in the street, man. You know, a lot of the Memphis music, they call underground music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Shit we were doing with 3-6, shit we're doing Gangsta Boo, Player Fly, Gangsta Black, Endo G, Prophet Posse, R.I.P., Nick Scarfo, man. You know what I'm saying? Fat to Death Studios. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Just the shit Skinny Pimp. You know what I'm saying? Man, they call it a lot. SMK. It's a lot of niggas, man, just from that OG. That these was the niggas walking with my brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a young nigga looking up. And these niggas like, damn, Carlos Brody. I just fucking awarded him and brought him into the Memphis Music Hall of Fame. Inducted him literally last week. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't even in the motherfucker yet. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, man, it's just stepping stones to everything, you know what I'm saying? And the more life that you have, the longer that you alive, the more positivity and successful shit you're gonna see.
Right.
You know what I mean? So my whole goal has always been to keep us alive, my nigga.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? The bullshit we arguing over, man, 100 million over here, 100 million over here. Imagine, man, we'll be billionaires by now if we didn't came together. You know what I'm saying? So nigga got to really pay attention and wake up at the same time.
So do you feel like that's the moment you arrive right now?
Yeah, yeah. That first platinum plaque, nigga, I'm in the game, the streets. I am the trap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Coming from trap niggas to standing ovation to, you know what I'm saying? The that's what's up, yo, got it. Like, got it with the first trap rapper I worked with. A lot of people be talking about people before them. And man, 3C Mafia with trap music and that UGK with trap music. And that was crunk music, number one. Number two, when trap really, like, started, because trap was a location before anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You had to be about the lifestyle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
3-6 Mafia, them niggas weren't known for selling weed and selling dope. And they might have had some. They might indulge in some, but they wasn't no dope boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yo got it first project was 96.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then he dropped another project. Then he dropped the third album was Life and Inevitable Entertainment. There's three projects that's mine. Bam. You know what I'm saying? Dope boy rapping. Rapping about the white, rapping about the tree. Woo, woo. You know what I'm saying? And Tip made it popular. Tip took it to a whole nother level with trap music. You know what I'm saying? And you got a label behind you. Woo. Gotta had to buy himself off of TVT because shit wasn't going the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So you saying basically, if you had to give somebody who like invented trap music, who you think that is?
Got it. And he didn't invent it. He just rapping about his life and rapping about his story. But he was the first trap rapper
to push it to the forefront.
Oh, no. Nah, but you're saying Tip just, you feel like Tip was just smart enough to put a name on it.
But Tip rapping about his life. He didn't even know it was going to become a genre.
But he put a name on it. Trap music.
But I'm just saying, at this time, we just telling our story. Exactly. We don't even know that this finna go from a location to a genre of music. Right. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Right. So God, it was the first nigga rapping about dope who was really doing that shit.
Cause it's basically like you can't be a doctor. You can't be a doctor with no patients and not actively performing surgeries and shit like that.
Exactly. Okay. So I'm saying, so and God's shit date to 96, 97, 98, 99. Then I'm Serious was 2000.
Who the GOAT producer of trap music?
I have to say, man, I have to get that to Tunk. Because a lot of the music that Gotti was doing, Gotti was rapping about the trap shit, but he was rapping about it over musical beats and different kind of beats. He was rapping over Lil Jon beats like Slice T, yeah. Paragon,
yeah.
My brother Insane Wayne. Like Gotti was rapping on all kind of beats here, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't really like trap beats.
Shout out to OG Tunk. You saying he made a sound to it.
Yeah, nah, facts. Yeah. Like the whole T.I. 24 running hole, 24. That, yeah. Bro, that nigga just took that shit. This shit playing on every radio station in America. Gotti didn't have that opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people. Basically, like Tip was able to
commercialize
it. Categorize trap music and make it a discussion.
Same way Lil Jon did crunk music.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because Atlanta's a bigger powerhouse and a lot of the Atlanta artists got labels. Yeah. So when you fucking with a label that can push their button and have you all across America,
right,
as opposed to Memphis, mm-hmm, where we just underground. You know what I'm saying? We mixtapes. We in the streets and shit. Yeah. When I got to Atlanta, Jeezy was a fan of what me and Gotti had going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas was fan. Hey, nigga, that shit you and Gotti got going on, that right. shit hard. Niggas yeah. knew that shit in the street.
Yeah.
But you didn't know that on the radio yeah. until we did a song called Shout It. I got white, shout it. Cheap, cheap price, shout it. My producer, Swizzo, produced that beat. And that was one song that got Gotti his deal with TVT. You know what I mean? So, and TVT, how big is TVT compared to LaFace?
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or Arista. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole different ball game.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, this get a much bigger push. I forget who John was. BME/, I forget the label they was going through. Universal. You know what I'm saying? So you're talking about Universal Records compared to Selecto hits. You right. know what I'm saying? Like, this is what we got in Memphis. It was more underground.
There's no comparison.
So I think if we had the labels, the sound would have been known about Gotti. A lot of people didn't know about Gotti. The CMG. You ain't even, I need. You know what I'm saying? You weren't there from the start to see the transition, to see the growth. You know what I'm saying? And even then, a nigga having enough money nigga did a $500,000 deal and bought that $500,000. Here you go. This ain't working. Here you go, this $500,000. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen nobody do that.
They said they need answers. About what? Will I get big fat? Big fat, big fat.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It was never one of your goals just to sign all the hard niggas out of Memphis, producer or rapper type shit. I know you had some artists, but I'm saying like...
I'd rather help them elevate into what they own. I could have signed off. I was like, bro, you got this paper route shit going on. Let's build that up. That's my words.
That's solid.
You know what I mean? Shit, whoever, man. Z-Bo, okay, what y'all doing? Money bag, I bet. Shit, let's build it up. What y'all, who gonna run it? I head, I bet. Endless, I bet. Okay. Yeah. Bet, what y'all need? What y'all, you know what I'm saying? I always, this is my city. You know what I mean? So it's about the people that you can make better around you as opposed to trying to get over on niggas and let me get a piece of this nigga and let me sign it. My blessing's here. My blessing gonna come because I serve him. Excuse me. And that's, I feel like that's what separated me from anything, just how spiritual I am and how dedicated I am to serving somebody that ain't none of you niggas. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I serve him. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to bless y'all.
What rapper you didn't get a chance to work with that you wanted to?
J. Cole, man, I already said 21, Kodak Black. Kodak, man, me and Kodak, I got too much music. Kodak, see, I fuck with the niggas that having fun. Pee Wee the Long Way, new niggas.
Ooh,
what we doing, nigga? You know what I'm saying? It's about that energy, man. Yeah. You gotta have that energy. All that boring ass, hard ass. I'm the hardest rapper in all this shit. You ain't got no hustle, nigga. Ain't got no fucking demeanor. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I need the niggas that got that sauce. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's fun. You know what I'm saying? And you can, you know what I'm saying, walk in the room and be that nigga in the room. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because it take more than just the music. This shit business. You know what I'm saying? Got it, man. Business. Dolph, business. Money bag, business. Everybody out in. You know what I mean? It's like a blueprint. Right. You know what I'm saying? You see Jesus, you see Tip, you know what I'm saying? Niggas like, bam. And then once you get the music shit going, you elevate into all the other shit. That you know what I'm saying? Okay, I wanted to do real estate. Okay, Rocco going crazy. I'm like, damn, nigga, I ain't know you gonna own half of Atlanta. Yeah. You know, I love that real estate drum. And that's, I be telling Rocco, man, I wish we could have dropped more music. Yeah. Come on, let's drop another project, nigga. Come on, what's up, man? How we gonna do one album? And this shit was so funny.
That's my brother. We love Rocco, but do y'all think he's ever going to put out this music that he speaks of on his social media?
He keeps saying he is.
I heard some hell on the house in the back.
Man, Rocco got enough for at least a cool five. Rocco could go on a 5-year run, so mean.
Why won't he drop it?
He got so much music, you know what I'm saying? He got some
and
artists.
And he's too rich.
Same thing with Eastside Jody. Like, you know what I'm saying? He got so much music that my nigga love, bro. Love Eastside Jody, man. You know what I'm saying? He got
You're
the restaurant.
Just doing for the streets and the culture, like, though, right?
Man, these niggas, hey, you doing what you want to do. So you got one life to live. You got to do it. As long as you're doing what you want to do, hey, that's salute right. to that. That's live right. your life, yeah. man. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's like sometimes, doing. I feel like sometimes when you're that comfortable, the culture is important. But it kind of is on the back burner a little
Some
bit.
Some niggas just be good at shit that they ain't feel in love with, too, though. Some niggas be good at certain shit. True. But they don't really love it. Like, it's cool. That's true. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I love this one.
Right, right.
But
this shit provide
numbers.
Right.
This shit doing numbers. Yeah. I don't love this shit, but this shit doing numbers. Like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got some niggas that...
And it's like the world might think that you're the... Yeah, like, the world might think that, like, you're the best. Like, even with this nigga right here. Like, the world... always ask for, like, when you gonna give us another try it out? When you gonna give us another stop playing? When you gonna do some more shit? When you gonna, like, your voice is, like, unique, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But it was just, like, he did it and tried it and was amazing at it, but it wasn't really in his heart to do.
Right.
So it's like, when it's not in your heart to do it, the passion and the drive that you need to push through to be able to be consistent with it isn't there because there's that disconnect because it's not in your heart to do it.
And it ain't really your purpose, you know what I'm saying? Like, a nigga probably get up and go look at them houses and shit and get the contract. That shit you probably feel something doing that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Whatever EJ doing when he wake up, he probably feel that when he do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, restaurants and shit is like, I love this.
Yeah.
And then how the fuck I'm finna go do a hobby that I really don't love? Nigga might don't even love that rap shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Or a lot of niggas don't like how fake this shit is. Like, this shit fake as fuck.
This shit the fakest shit.
I ain't even gonna lie to you. You know what I'm saying?
Real shit.
This shit real motherfucking
What's the fakest
fake?
Shit you feel like going in this shit?
I think just becoming a rapper in general, you figuring out some kind of fugazi, something that ain't really you. You becoming a part of something that really ain't you. That's why you got to create a character.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Pop was a real smart, educated motherfucker. He, like, a lot of people could borderline nerd. Or, you know what I'm saying? If you knew him from, like, 14, 15, it was not no street nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So once you see, like, everybody looking Pop like this street nigga, da 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 da, he ain't tech. But I feel like all that was a character. You know what I mean? And it was aligned with who he was signed to, where he had to be like that. And then I'm out here with these West Coast niggas. These niggas don't really know me like that. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So they only know me for what I'm acting like. Let me goddamn show these niggas on me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you know my music from back home, but you don't know me. You know what I'm saying? You had to call, hey, what that nigga, woo, woo, woo. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's easy to go to a whole nother side of the world and you're going to act different.
Mm-hmm. That should have put you in a position too, because there ain't no way. Like, I seen on an interview, they were like, Pac ain't supposed to get in no gang shit. Like, ain't no way you supposed to got in there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
coming from all the movies he was doing and the acting he was doing, and you know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about the acting, to be active, like put your hands on a gang member, whatever
right,
you did.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
you're supposed to get in there.
Right.
You can rep that shit, whatever you're doing.
But hold on. This ain't even, the nigga wasn't even the nigga that took the chain. That's what's crazy. Like, this, you don't even know the information. Number one. Number two, it ain't even your beef.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You just doing this for a nigga that's on your label, and he, what happened? Why that nigga can't do it?
That's just like doing something to a made man. Like, that's a anybody knows that that's like a no-brainer. That's something that you just don't do because you don't have the authority to do so. And it's going to put you in a world of trouble. In a world that you are not in. Like,
then you smack the head, nigga. Like, this the head. This man. It's just a lot of,
it's levels. Like,
you get caught in character. And then now that shit haunts you because of this ain't really who you is. You know what I'm saying? And the only reason I speak on this shit, man, because, man, this, I ain't spoke on this nowhere. But that shit fucked me up even with my brother, my nigga. Mm. You know what I'm saying? My brother was not no killer. This nigga ain't got not one body. You know what I'm saying? This nigga's a producer. We heal people. We bless people. We do, you know what I'm saying? He in the street. You know what I'm saying? He move around in the streets. He a barber. This nigga, man, cut all the top heads. This nigga was cutting Juicy J and DJ Paul and A-Ball and MJG. When I'm 13, 14, I'm sweeping her for my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Might sell some dope, this and that, man, but my nigga not no killer, bro. And you'll get caught up in a character, or like, whether it's medication, not being, having your medication, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You might not, you try to go vegan, or you try to stop drinking alcohol, or you might try to stop smoking as much, and then that shit, your nerves, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The chemical imbalance, now you telling yourself something that you ain't really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for you to, however, man, that shit just crazy, like, man, threatening and talking and woo-woo-woo and pull up right here, nigga, woo-woo-woo, like, da-da-da-da-da, man. I get the phone call, man, from my store manager, like, bro, like, man, your brother, man, they got the guns out. What? Shit. Goddamn, hang up. Break this shit up, man. Bring them in. Woo, woo, woo. Before I could even get out the phone, nigga, pop, pop, pop. Three shots. You know what I mean? That's all it took on a stupid-ass conversation, my nigga. On some real stupid-ass nothing meaningless. We ain't even talking about no money. You know what I'm saying? So that shit hurt. Nigga be like, man, what you been doing? Where you been at? Ooh, I've been, man, reviving my family, nigga.
Yeah.
Making sure them kids and his kids, them four kids and them four grandbabies, man, straight as a motherfucker. The estate started. This and that, woo, the woo, all the money made, woo, it go to the kids, man. They get this shit. That shit might take you 3 to 5 years to get this shit together. You know what I'm saying? I dedicated this whole book to my fucking brother, my nigga. I would not be here if it weren't for him. So that shit hurt to see. Man, how a nigga man gonna step out this motherfucker, man? We get caught in that character shit, my nigga. I'm here to tell you, I witnessed that shit, bro. It ain't worth it. Be you, be who you are, and follow your intuition and be true to that. And that shit is, man, allowed me to be where I'm at.
That real shit.
Straight up.
Behind the Hits, man. What to tell us a little bit about the book, man? Like, what's in it? Obviously, where they can get it. Is it audio, physical? Like, give us the rundown on Behind the Hits.
Man, Behind the Hits, I'm a soundtrack to a lot of people's life. You know what I mean? You're going to realize I did certain songs. You're going to think of a moment instantly. And I'm just here to give you the moment behind the songs, the equipment I was using, what tactics I used to, you know, get in position to where I'm at, the importance of relationships, the importance of management and split sheets for producers, my nigga. Like, making sure you get your percentage. If it's three of y'all in the studio, man, y'all made the beat together, we're going to split it 33 and a third. Or, you know, man, we did this beat together as two people, we're going 25-25. Or, you know what I mean? If it's guitar players or bass players and you entitle them to a percentage, man, just write that shit down, okay? You're going to get 5%. You're going to get 5%. I'm going to take the other 40. Or whatever the case may be, that shit changed my life. Split sheets, the importance of entertainment attorney. A lot of shit don't mean shit until you got that a producer's agreement. You know what I mean? He said he gonna, man, fuck that. That's verbal. You know what I mean? What it say in that black and white? Okay, what? Your advance, 20,000. Okay, bet. If the song go 500,000, you gonna get 3.5, because standard producer royalty rate is 3 points. Mm. So, okay, if I help you sell 500,000 copies, I should get escalated to 3.5. Now, if it go platinum, I should get 4. You know what I mean? And once you get in position of putting hits on the board, now you got more bartering. You know what I'm saying? You got more power to negotiate and say, hey, nigga, I'm putting Diamond Records on the board. I need 5 points. I need 6 points. Mm. You know what I mean? So that paperwork is your power. You know what I mean? Get you an entertainment attorney. Make sure you start an LLC. Open you a bank account. Man, for 4 years, I had all these publishing checks, man. That shit added up to like 1.8 that I never cashed. You know what I'm saying? That was just sitting in his name. You know what I mean? Off the publishing company that I created. I created a publishing company, never created the LLC for the motherfucker. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I had to go back, create the LLC, open the bank account, then put them checks in the bank.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So definitely, man, you know, it's just a lot of business tactics, stories, the ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? The importance of paying taxes. One time I got behind maybe 8 years on taxes, owed 550. You know what I'm saying?
I just did my shit.
Yep. 550.
Just got my shit back right yesterday.
Yeah. And bam, I had a great attorney who was putting me up on game and saying, hey, you can, you know, there's an offer in compromise. Oh, what's that? Offering compromise. Okay, well, you can offer them the amount of money that you're willing to pay off what you owe, and they might settle.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, so yeah, we started off like, man, I'll settle for 125. It went to 200. Then I was like, okay, we settled at 167. Mm. So off of this 8 years of taxes, we was able to settle a $550,000 tab for $167,000, man. So it's just all on the education, on the game, making sure you got a financial advisor, making sure you got an accountant who's on your team and providing you with your best interest.
Facts. Shouts out to Geronte, too, your man. He took care of it.
Yes, sir.
Keep me right.
Straight up, man. Yo, get that. Behind the hits, it dropped on the 17th, though.
So two quick producer talk questions. You sending the files or no? You know, a rapper always want the files. You sending them?
I'm sending the files just because I want my shit mixed.
Okay.
I want to give the best quality.
You ain't worried about them disturbing your art?
Oh, yeah. I'm pulling up. I'm at the mix. I'm involved in the mix.
Gotcha.
Before I send the files, my manager and his manager are already talking and on the phone with our attorneys and exchanging our attorney information to ensure that we got a producer agreement in effect. I want him to drop the music because all my beats copywritten. So you can drop this shit and try to not pay me. You know what I'm saying? But just that's where that respect came from, but just by how I handle my business. So either way it go, you're going to have to pay me. You know what I'm saying? Labels know that. Independent artists know that. And you know what I'm saying? It can get ugly. You know what I'm saying? So not paying a nigga is not the route to go. I'm not the plug to run off on.
The other one is take the publishing deal or nah?
You got to be able to fulfill your deal. So if you're going to take a deal, just earn up to it. I took a publishing deal. I fulfilled mine in 3 years. You know what I'm saying? And it's beaucoup money on the back end. You know what I'm saying? And we did an amendment and extended for another 2 years. I fulfilled just because I'm working. Drake probably see maybe 20% of his publishing, maybe 25%. I forget, but there's some other people who getting some of his publishing. Look how much music he dropping. You think a nigga give a fuck? I'd rather have 20% of a billion than 100% of a million. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm gonna take a publishing deal if it's going to put me in a better position. I took 150. My dad had just made a bet with me that, man, yeah, you ain't getting no money. You ain't going to be shit doing what you're doing. My dad from the orchestra. I came up in the orchestra. You know what I'm saying? And when he found out I got kicked out of college, that nigga made me a bet. He was like, man, I bet you $100,000 you ain't gonna be able to do what you doing. Man, fuck that little time. I pulled out $10,000. Like, Pop, I'm getting money. I'm drummer boy. I got songs in it. I did Yo Gotti. I did 3-6. I did this shit. Woo, woo, woo. And nigga like, man, you ain't gonna be able to buy your mama the house. She won't. I pulled out $10,000 cash, put it on tape. I ain't had no debit card. I ain't had no credit card. I ain't had none of this shit. I ain't even have a bank account. You know what I'm saying? And my pub deal, I did it for $150,000. That was how I was able to put that $100 in front of his face and say, look, nigga, I did it 10 months. Because he either that or he was going to put me back in school. I had a six-month suspension from University of Memphis. So it's about taking that deal and like, oh, I bet. I was spending a lot of money on studio time and this and that. I bought me a Pro Tools rig. I bought me a computer. I bought me all the equipment I needed for my beats. And now I'm able to dump my beats right at the crib. I'm able to do them files that you was talking about. Every time I had to deliver files, I got to go book somebody else's studio to drop them files or track them files out. We ain't had no export on the laptop at the time. You know what I'm saying? So I bought the equipment that was necessary to allow me to, you know what I'm saying, take my career to the next level. And we took that 150 and turned it into my 1.5. You know what I mean?
Good flip.
Yeah.
Behind the hits. Make sure y'all rock with that behind the hits. Appreciate you, drummer boy, pulling up the big facts.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.